A.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 17th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely, we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founders, the great solution for the American people to get involved and make a difference. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration. That is one of the greatest countries on the face of the earth and throughout history. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Yesterday, we talked to our guest, Mr. Neldon Johnson. He is the inventor, anyway, Neldon Johnson is the inventor of Raw Power 3 Solar Technologies. He's with a group called International Automated Systems Incorporated. You got rawpower3.com is one of the websites. IAUS.com is another one, or IAUS.com. And he's really an inventor. He created the self-checkout. You know, when you go to the supermarket, that's what started it all. And now they've got all kinds of technologies, from solar technologies to battery technologies to the reconfiguration of engines with all those technologies. I mean, just tremendous stuff. We'll keep an eye on that ball for you. By the way, he does a radio program on KNRS, AM 570 out of Salt Lake City, Utah. And the show discusses the disruptive technologies that Raw Power 3 is involved in. That's RAPower3.com. And he gives a look into the future as more and more of these technologies, they say, are commercialized and put into use, but I would simply say take center stage. Disruptive technologies on tap, to say the least. That was an incredible hour. Check it out, libertyroundtable.com. We'll, of course, have them back as well. All right, Kentucky becomes first United States to impose Medicaid work provisions. I believe workfare is a good thing. Now, you know what? We can rely on the churches and nonprofit charitable organizations and such to take care of those who can't work. There's ways for charity to take place still, folks. Let's not pretend there's not, okay? Mormon church officials, or officials of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, did have an incredible press conference yesterday. We'll give you the details in mere seconds. We talked about the soda tax sticker shock grips Seattle. Wow, that's a tongue twister. Soda tax sticker shock grips Seattle. Wow, didn't go too well in the New York area, not going too well in Seattle either. Even Costco blatantly saying, hey, all you got to do is get the heck out of the city a little bit and go to the Costco's and you can buy sugary drinks from us without that obnoxious tax. So, again, creative minds do good things. Government out of control, folks. I guess they say snow in, what's it called, Kazakhstan? Is that how you say it? Anyway, they got black snow over there. I kid you not, the snow turned black due to high pollution levels. Residents blame emissions from industrial factories over there. President Donald Trump's medical exam went exceptionally well. Yeah, I just wonder why Donald Trump used the same doctor as Barack Hussein Obama. But now the conspiracy theorists in the mainstream press literally getting a taste of their own medicine on. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds as well. Seattle will appeal court ruling striking down tax on wealthy, writes Rick Morin. Good job over there. Interesting article. Jeff Flake of the U.S. Senate absolutely runs off the rails. He compares the president of the United States, that's Donald Trump, that is the leader of his own party, by the way, to Joseph Stalin. By the way, does Donald have a single murder to his name or even allegations of such? Wow. Jeff Flake's absolutely off the rails. Now, by the way, there is a body count for Hillary Clinton, though, Jeff Flake. Maybe you ought to look into that. Just saying. There is an allegation type body count list about Hillary and Bill. There is not one about the Donald, by the way. There's a clear record of death and destruction with Stalin. So, you know, just saying, Jeff Flake. By the way, Jeff Flake, lame duck. Senator popping off at the as he exits with a windfall of cash, too, right? Amazon has a creepy plan to put a camera and a microphone in every bedroom with the launch of its Echo Spot smart alarm. Kind of weird, folks. I reject it. I don't know what this is all about, but Americans need to decide unequivocally that they're just not going to take part in that. We could shut it down in an instant, but I'm afraid Americans will adopt this. To reduce costs, The Guardian has to reduce its print edition. That's a very polite way for the newspaper to tell you, hey, old school newspapers, well, maybe this isn't the right grammar, but they ain't doing very well, folks. They're just not. And so they're trying to update their printing presses to print cheaper and better. Look, that's a Band-Aid, folks. Digital media is here to stay. The new media is taking center stage. Old style news gatekeeping is gone. Got it? Get it? Good. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is still available online for your listening enjoyment. Incredible radio at your fingertips, libertyroundtable.com. If you want more shows than just Liberty Roundtable Live, then consider libertynewsradio.com with shows around the clock. Incredible talk show hosts available now. Now, if you want to help out the Widow's Mite Radio Network, if you believe we provide value, then reciprocate and donate today. We could use every penny you'll give us. Every penny we promise will be used to expand our presence in the media, to buy new equipment, to upgrade our servers, to work closely with like-minded radio stations, and just carrying out the word and growing our efforts. Please help. We need your support today. LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com. Now, some say we beg for money. I would like to simply say, if we provide value for you, do the same. We are listener supported. Why? Because the big advertisers either want to control what you say or they drop you like a rock. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope we're of value to you. LibertyRoundtable.com. LibertyNewsRadio.com. That's a recap of yesterday's show. Today, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. Right after I jumped off the radio, I tuned into the Mormon channel there, and I was able to listen. They first had a broadcast that was about 19 minutes long for members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Right after that, they had a press conference, and it was really... it was really a repeat. In other words, the press conference was not much different than the original release to the members of the church. Both of them very transparent. Anybody could have watched both of them. Basically, that the President Russell M. Nelson becomes the prophet of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. He's the 17th president of the church. And President Dallin H. Oaks becomes first counselor in the presidency, and Henry B. Eyring becomes the second counselor in the presidency of the church. So it's kind of an interesting release, and that's a little bit of a twist. I want to talk about that in a minute, but your thoughts first, Kurt, then we'll do it.
You know, I watched both of them, you know, to me, it's amazing to see how, I guess you could say, the protocol set in place, I believe, by God works very well. These gentlemen that have been serving, most of them for decades, like in these three gentlemen's cases, two of them have been there for more than 30 years, side by side, if you will. The third, President Eyring, has been there. He's got a lot of experience under his belt, if you will. And, you know, most people would say that, you know, at 93 or in your 80s, that, you know, you're just supposed to basically head off into the sunset in your late 60s or your 60s and just play shuffleboard the rest of your days. These... are great examples of kind of that retirement story we did a little while back. And they, man, do they offer, well, good things to the world, like you were saying about our broadcast.
Yeah, and Russell M. Nelson, 93 years old. The other two gentlemen are in their 80s, right?
Yes, sir.
So it's tremendous. Now, I want to talk about the transfer of power for a minute. In the world, it's just, I mean, it's literally dog eat dog, or, you know, kill, be killed, whatever you want to say. It's very, very tumultuous, to say the least, in the world. Now, America, the United States of America, is a step above that. Even though it might be, you know, some battles back and forth, a war of words, incredible debates, the fact is we do celebrate in America, or the United States, the peaceful transfer of power. However, I want to talk about a step above that with this story in seconds as well. We'll do it. We'll talk about it, how it happens, and some interesting twists in this that are really important to highlight. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So the world's way to the top is a very, I don't know what words to use, but a very perilous event. It's despotic, to say the least. You got dictators at the top, and you know, if you challenge them, you're dead, and it's about military and might and force, and if there's ever a vacuum of power, somebody will step in to fill it very violently, very abusively. The United States of America is well known for being a cut above that, where we say, look, there might be some war of words, there might be some bantering back and forth, there might be some healthy debates, but at the end of the day, we celebrate in the United States of America the peaceful transfer of power, and that's delightful, that's wonderful. However, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints example, and it's fascinating to watch, they're even a huge step above the peaceful transfer of power. Not only is it peaceful, but it is, there's no jostling. There's no war of words or debates or any of those things. It's based on several principles, seniority among them, revelation among them, and you put that together and it's God's way is what us Mormons would say. I'm one of them and I'm not going to back away from that at all. But President Russell M. Nelson, becoming the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saint, current prophet of God, he's got two counselors with him is what we call it. It makes up what's called the first presidency. The first counselor is President Dallin H. Oaks, and the second counselor is President Henry B. Eyring. Now, I bring this up because Mormons believe that the church was restored to the earth by God, that it was on the earth when Jesus Christ lived, and he had his first presidency then, if you will, Peter, James, and John. Then due to wickedness, the Bible speaks of a great apostasy. After that, the church was restored back to the earth, and so we point to the great restoration. Anyway, but we believe there's apostles and prophets on the earth today who are the mouthpiece of the Lord. And I bring that up because the transfer of power in these cases are based on seniority and based on revelation. There is no fanfare. Now, there is a sustaining vote by all the members of the church, 16 plus million strong, where we promise that we will support them in their callings from God, in their revelatory and responsibilities to guide the church on the earth under the direction of Jesus Christ. And I bring this up because this peaceful transfer of power and this no contest, in other words, it's not a popularity contest. It's not a resume kind of a thing. It's none of those things. It's based on, number one, by revelation, are people invited to serve. They don't get paid a lot of money, but to serve in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, you must be invited by those who are in authority, and it's done via revelation. And then once you are in that service, then it's a seniority discussion, and then revelation is the final piece that says, hey, the prophet, which is a combination of seniority, and then you put the two selections that he makes to be his counselors by revelation. Now, here's the reason I bring all this up. Because, number one, the counselor that used to be the second counselor is now back in the seniority lineup in his old position, which means in the modern world, you would say that he took a big step down or got demoted. That is former President Dieter Uchtdorf. However, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, it's not considered a step down at all. You might be in a very important, I shouldn't say important, you might be in a very, what would be considered by the world as a high calling one day, and a very low calling the next day. Because again, it's about revelation. It's about serving God. And we as the Mormons don't care where we serve. We consider all the callings to serve in God's kingdom on earth or God's church to be important. And so the point that I'm getting is Dieter Uchtdorf was one of the first presidency, very high lofty calling. Now he's just back in the lineup in his normal position, which means he's behind several other brethren. It's a significant step down if you look at the world. However, what they said in this press conference is that Dieter F. Uchtdorf has a different responsibility. The Lord's called him to do some things that he's uniquely qualified to do. And so that's what the Mormons believe this to be. It's not a popularity contest. It's not a I'm higher on the totem pole. It isn't any of those things. And this step down by the world standards, or step, I would say, lateral to different responsibilities that the Lord has asked him to do, really testifies to this, that it is not a seniority contest. A lot of people might say, oh, Sam, you guys just say that. But at the end of the day, we all know. Well, what do you say when that guy steps literally back into the lineup and loses position, if you will, according to normal standards? Secondarily, the counselor that was the first counselor, okay, his name is Henry B. Eyring. I don't know if you know this, but he moved to second counselor, and Dallin H. Oaks moved to first counselor. So two people in the world standards got demoted in this change. However, I submit to you that it's not a demotion at all. If you reject this, it's a stepping stone or corporate ladder idea or a popularity contest or a battle for power. This is positive proof evidence that that is not the case. These brethren will stand up boldly, nobly, and independently, and they will testify to this is God's work, not our work. We're not in charge here. God is. And by revelation, do we carry out his will on the earth? And so President Russell M. Nelson is the prophet, the two counselors, Dallin H. Oaks and Henry B. Eyring, and they constitute what's called the first presidency, just like Peter, James, and John of old. Anyway, I bring that up because I think that's a really important thing to point out that I think it's lost on most people. I don't think they even get it. but I thought it would be noteworthy and educational for our listenership. Kurt, you want to add anything to this? I just find it so unique that America is a step above the world when it comes to the peaceful transfer of power. And then this is a huge step above that in terms of how it's done. It's just tremendous to watch.
Yeah, and a little more detail maybe on these individuals. You know, for example, the presiding leader, President Russell M. Nelson, is a former world-famous heart surgeon. I remember hearing one comment about it. When he was first called into the apostleship, one individual that knew him said, "Man, your church just doesn't understand this whole thing." He says, here you are making, you know, big money and contributing large amounts of money because of the what we call the law of tithing. That's where you contribute 10% of your earnings. He says, "Yeah, they take you out of earning and put you into leadership. That means, you know, they're losing maybe one of the biggest contributors." But the fact is, we believe that God chooses the individuals. And this gentleman, even though he was a world-famous heart surgeon, is now, for more than 30 years, sat in that chair, in those chairs, and now he's 93 years old, and as you said, has moved up, I guess you could say, and is in the top spot, you know.
Yeah, anyway, pretty interesting. He was a heart surgeon, very competent, capable man, but he literally gave up a very lucrative career, as Kurt points out, to, you know, serve in the church's apostleship, and then eventually now as president of the church. And from a financial point of view, I guess it doesn't make any sense. But from a understanding that God calls these men and they're willing to give up anything to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, it reminds me of the parable of the rich man. And he comes and he says, "I've done all that you've asked me, and I'm a good guy, and I've done all the, what lack I yet? And well, give up your wealth and follow me." And the gentleman couldn't do it in the Bible, right? He just walked away and went, "Oh, man, that's a little too rough." Well, these people actually do that, ladies and gentlemen, and that's kind of the point that Kurt's making here. And I find it, again, it just shows this is not about power and control.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing to remember is he's 93 years old. I mean, remember we just did the story on President Trump at, 70, in his 70s, where they were saying he was the oldest man to ever take leadership of the presidency, or to, you know, be inaugurated president. And here these gentlemen are, you know, nearly 20 years older. He's 93, the first counselor that was a former Supreme Court justice in the Utah. His name is Dallin H. Oaks, is 85. President Henry B. Eyring is 84. He's a former university president. So these are not just, I guess you could say.
The oldest among them is old religious. Enough to be Donald's dad kind of stuff.
Well, yeah,
or, you know.
Yeah, good point.
So there you have it. All right. Anyway, enough on that. But we thought it would be noteworthy enough for you to consider and to learn about and to understand. And anyway, they had a press conference that you can watch online, too, at LDS.org. You can check that out. Pretty interesting stuff. Pretty neat how that works. They all testified of Jesus Christ. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
White House doctor Ronnie Jackson has confirmed that President Donald J. Trump is perfectly healthy. He's of sound mind and body, but reporters are suggesting the doctor's hiding something now. This is where the reporters literally go off into their conspiracy theories. They're whacked out. They have an agenda. And it's interesting how it happens from both sides. The Democrats say that Donald is of, you know, deranged and not stable and sound or anything, not healthy, and that the doctor's hiding something. The Republicans wanted to say Hillary was unhealthy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's interesting how it's so partisan, so divisive. However, the reason that I bring all this up right now is that Donald, not only he was supposed to just do a checkup of his body, but he went the extra mile and took a test for his mind. And the doctor, Ronnie Jackson, just came back and said he's fit as a fiddle. And the press went berserk, Kurt. They didn't know how to handle it. They didn't know what to do or how to respond. They kind of melted down. They just threw their sucker in the dirt. They asked all kinds of questions. It was very hostile. In fact, one of the claims that they've tried to pin on the Donald is that he slurred his words the other day. Now, Kurt, I know listening to me for hours like you've done, I never slur my words, do I?
Ooh, I can't think of that for sure, yeah. Sam, but I can tell you this.
It happens all the time, Kurt.
There's been some pretty detailed reports about Pelosi slurring her words.
And Hillary, too.
I don't see anybody really going after her in the big time.
Hillary literally stopped in the middle of a speech and couldn't speak and had a coughing spasm over and over and over to where she couldn't even speak for like 5 minutes. And finally some guy gets up to her, some weird secret agent dude, and he's like patting her on the back and he's like, you know, hey, here's some water. It'll be okay. Just breathe. You know, and he's kind of helping her through this. And Donald literally slurs a couple of words. Well, I don't know if this is the ultimate in irony, Kurt, but I'm just going to tell you. There's a Bloomberg reporter. Her name is Shannon Pettypiece, I think is how you say it. Anyway, it turns out that she slurred her own words while asking why the president appeared to slur his words in a former speech or previous speech. She literally tried to say, hey, how come Donald's slurring his words in this? And she literally slurred her words in the middle of her question, Kurt. Because what happens is, just so everybody understands this, okay? I'm not telling you I know everything, but I've been in the media for a long time and I get it. Some people freeze in front of the media. When the camera, you know, lights, camera, action, when that all happens, some people just freeze. Other people either talk too slow because they're just trying to make sure that it's right, or sometimes people get too excited to make their point and their mind gets ahead of their mouth and things get off track a little bit, or sometimes people are asked questions and they're like a deer in the headlights because they're just trying to get their act together. But you know what? 3 seconds of thinking in normal life is no big deal, but in the media, it's like forever. Or sometimes people, you know, get confused about what the question was. And instead of admitting that, oh my gosh, what did you just say? Which is kind of awkward in the media. They try to answer as if they know and things get off. There's so many things that can make something go awry when you're on stage, when you're in front of the press, when you're, you know, expected to respond perfectly live every time. Things can just go awry. Sometimes I get all excited about something, a point that I'm trying to make, and my mind gets ahead of my mouth, and then all of a sudden I'm blah, 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 blah. That happens to everybody, folks, including the reporter that tried to get after Donald, acting like somehow something's wrong with him because he slurred his words. And it's so ironic. She slurred her words in the middle of the question. Bloomberg reporter. There you have it, Kurt. What do you say to that?
Well, that's very interesting. Even in the live news conference from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, when you're 93, 85, and 84, you know, you may not have everything to say exactly to answer every question, but I think they did pretty well for...
Well, you're off track. We're talking about the Donald and the news reporter.
Well, I know, but, you know, I've seen it happen for...
Well, help people with a link,
really.
Some people just got
people.
Lost like me.
Well, I know, but you know, your mind doesn't work the same as my mind. There might be some crazy backwoods gentleman out there that goes, oh, yeah, I understand what he's saying.
I'd like him to help me get it, though. So what you're saying is, hey, this happens to everybody, but it even happens to super old people. I get that.
Well, it happens to old. I've seen it happen to young, you know, 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen to, you know, 8-year-olds. So it's just that
it's
we
like
don't
the
always,
human interaction, Kerry.
Yeah, it's
pretty everything's normal.
It's not always perfect.
Now, I want to bring this up, though, because I'm not trying to attack this reporter. Okay, I get that she just, you know, got excited and in front of the lights and camera and everything else, she blah, 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 blah. You know, it happens to the best of them. I don't care how good you are, it happens. And, of course, it happens to us who are in the media less than others because we've, you know, practiced for hours. You know, when I talk for hours and hours and hours and hours, after a while, you kind of get a little bit of a cadence and a pace to your delivery. And that doesn't mean you'll never mess up, but it decreases as you gain experience and you know, have those lights and camera and action on over and over and over. After a while, you get better at it. And, you know, you pace yourself and you're a little bit more measured and you don't get caught up in the tongue twisters as much as others and things like that. That happens. But all I'm telling you is that, hey, I'm not attacking this reporter. It happened to her, but now maybe she gets it. Should we start questioning Bloomberg reporter Shannon Pettypiece's health now? Should we say maybe she shouldn't be working at Bloomberg because, you know, she's got some speech problems over there, and maybe it, you know, maybe there's a fundamental health problem, Kurt, that, you know, maybe she needs to. You see, I think that's absurd. And I think it's absurd to accuse the Donald of this as well. Now, Hillary literally had 5-plus-minute pauses on the campaign trail where she literally couldn't even talk, where a man goes up to help her, where she literally trips and falls down and disappears from the campaign trail because she's sick and people wonder about her health. And then they say, oh, you guys are nothing but conspiracy nuts for even questioning it. Now there's nothing on the Donald. He had a brick. Well, see, I just didn't get my words right, Kurt. He had a breakneck campaign appearance schedule that was just wow for a 70-year-old. I don't even know if I could keep up, Kurt, necessarily. But all I'm telling you is, he didn't miss a beat, Kurt. And he spoke for hours and hours and hours and hours. Now you can say, well, he has this rambling style that's confusing. Okay, I get it. He comes from New York and he uses these analogies that are hard for some of us you know, to follow. But nevertheless, the guy's incredibly intelligent. The doctor doubles down and proves it. In fact, his own personal doctor did the same. The White House doctor did the same. And these media folks are just saying he's hiding something. Something's going on around here. And then they dare to call us conspiracy theorists for that. I mean, the comparison is just astonishing, Kurt. And the irony of this reporter tripping over her words asking Donald about this is just too much. The mainstream press is just melting down, Kurt. It's becoming so obvious to the American people, it's not even funny. I'm not here to attack Hillary for coughing. She may have some health issues. Don't know. I would suspect so, but I'm not going to attack her. I've had coughing, you know, before that's hard to recover from. I've slurred my words before. I'm not going to attack anybody else for that. Now, let's compare that to some other folks who have literally got on the TV or in debates or in public settings and literally not even made any sense, Kurt. There's a few of those congressmen and senators that have done that as well. Anyway, I just find it interesting, the contrast. When they want to attack you, the mainstream press has the power, don't they, Kurt?
Well, that's what you've always taught us. He who owns the media makes the rules, and you can make somebody look great or sound wonderful if you record them enough or take pictures enough, or you can make them sound terrible and look terrible. You know, it's just what you choose to do with your devices.
All right, anyway. So they had Steve Bannon go testify. He wouldn't answer questions. Both sides of the aisle got livid. And now Bannon's facing two subpoenas to testify in the Russia inquiries. Now, Kurt, what I find fascinating about this is I get that they can subpoena him, right? But does he have to answer questions? Or I thought there was like this Fifth Amendment, Kurt. And all the Hillary officials just pled the Fifth and they just let it go, right?
Well, I thought Hillary always said something like, I don't recall.
No, that's Bill. You know. Bill would say that, Kurt. Oh, that wasn't Hillary. She'd never been on the stand like old Billy. Billy just couldn't remember. But, I, you know, with the Fifth Amendment for all the aides and then I can't remember anything else, now they're going to try to force Steve to double down and testify? I don't know if that's going to work too well, Kurt. Does he have the right to remain silent in a subpoena? Does he have the right to
Good
not
point.
Testify against himself? I don't get it. But again, this
well,
just
I
proves the media
can
decide how
some,
it is.
Yeah, there's some that would say he doesn't. These would be the same ones that would defend their side. That would say, hey, if our guy doesn't want to say anything, he doesn't have to, you know. But what's good for the goose?
Amen to that. We've got news the networks refuse to use straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. If you find our efforts valuable, you find that we provide value for you, donate today. We need your support in every way, including financial. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, on your favorite talk station.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way. But actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. There's a story about a veteran in the news, and I find it kind of fascinating. Benny Johnson writes the piece, Kurt, and I guess there's a lot of Democrats that are going to protest Donald Trump's State of the Union address that's coming up, right? And there's a lot of Democrats that are going to protest it, like Pelosi and all these other weirdos. Well, there's some veterans now that have this incredible idea that's going viral on Twitter, Kurt, which one veteran says, I got a perfect use for the empty chairs on the other side of the aisle. Why don't you let veterans take their seats? I'd like to take Nancy Pelosi's, personally, one veteran says. What do you think of the idea, Kurt? I think letting the military go ahead and see their president speak for the State of the Union. And he said, what I want to do is go and show my solidarity with the president. I want to go and express how grateful I am for what he's done for me personally, for my family, for the cause of freedom, for our country. And he says, you know what? Let as many Democrats protest as they want. We, the veterans, we, the servants of the people, will fill their chairs gladly. I think it's kind of a cool statement, Kurt. I think it's a neat idea. And I say, let's bring it on.
Well, amen to that, Sam. I mean, that sounds good to me. No sense in forcing those downtrodden Congress people.
No, we believe in free choice. They can choose. Yeah. Pro-choice good on that, point. You know what I mean? Let those guys just protest. And you know, anyway, I think it is a perfect use. And so I hope Donald entertains that. I hope that Donald gets wind of that and that, hey, he just simply says, hey, veterans, welcome. Come on in. You know? Mm-hmm. All right, I guess the feds are in the news. Terrence Jeffrey writes the story. What, WorldNet Daily over there, Kurt? Or where's Terrence with?
I think that's right.
All right.
And, you know, I was trying to look up the different ones because as
all right, there's only one. It's Terrence Jeffrey writes an article. And it's feds collect record income tax through December. Yeah. So they collected more money than ever. But they still run a $225 billion deficit, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the real solution isn't just, you know, to have lower taxes, but it's actually to have government that spends less, you know, Sam, you know, because... they talk about they collected a record $390 billion. Let's see, that's, yeah, I'm looking at all the zeros.
And yeah, they had a $225 billion deficit by the end of December.
Yeah, good. That was during the quarter there. And they say, you know, these are records, and yet they spent more money than they brought in, which is... pretty standard for government. So.
Yes. Now, we've been talking about the solution, though. The solution is to spend less, Kurt. And again, when they say, well, how are we going to pay for all these tax breaks and these things, the answer is spend less. I only know one person that's really got the steady drumbeat to do this, to spend less. I know there's a couple of others that are interested in it, but I don't see them as solid on it. Rand Paul is probably the big one to just keep on this. He says we gotta focus on these deficits. And I think he's spot on, Kurt.
Yeah, and I wish he would take Mrs. Trump's, you know, follow Mrs. Trump's role or lead or whatever and take her example. I think he could use her pretty well. When you compare her budget to Mrs. Obama's previous budget, she basically spent 39% of what Mrs. Obama did. That would be pretty massive lowering of the federal budget if they would just say, hey, let's just follow Mrs. Trump.
Yeah, it's certainly fascinating.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that we really need to work on it.
That's right.
All right, Curtis, plastic your enemy.
Well,
I thought plastic was kind of a cool invention, personally.
I always think it's funny when they've got these instances where people are getting rid of things because it's harmful to the earth, and then I like to find out, where did this material come from? As far as I know, it generated from Earth, Sam, in the first place. But, yeah, they're in Iceland. They're, you know, going to, according to the boys at the dailymail.co.uk, a headline, Iceland bans plastic UK supermarket chain becomes first in the world to remove plastic packaging from all its own label products. Subheadline, Iceland supermarket has become the first to remove this plastic packaging in full. All of its own label products will have no plastic packaging within 5 years. It puts pressure on other supermarkets to follow suit, and they say lower levels of pollution. Packaging on 1,400 products will be replaced across more than 250 suppliers. What are they going to replace it with, Sam?
What they're going to do is they're going to have these cloth things that you wash and that, in my opinion, spread disease and such.
Oh, okay.
Well, right? And that
but
they
I
do?
Mean, that'll be on the package. You know, I mean, when you're going and you're going to grab a package of paper plates, for example. Well, I guess those would be evil, too, because that's paper. But anyway, you know, what's going to be around them? Are they going
to... Well, you're assuming that they're going to accept, allow you to buy paper plates, my friend.
Yeah, I know. Good point.
See what I mean? So
let's see. You're going to buy...
Now, my answer would be to create paper plates and you know, use the packaging, and then what you need to do is plant more trees so that we can get more paper and some of these products.
Yeah.
That's what I would do, personally.
And in some cases, Sam, you don't even have to plant the trees. They just keep growing because, I mean, they're, you know, kind of a natural process, you know. But it's you wouldn't want to bring that up because that's the whole God thing, you know.
Yeah, it's way extreme for sure.
Yeah.
And it's you're a denier is what you are when you do that.
Girl. Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, Iceland bans plastic. UK supermarket chain becomes first in the world. Now, is it Iceland or is it the UK in general or this one supermarket chain or what's the...
Yeah, it's just one UK supermarket that is, you know, gone where no one's ever gone before, you know.
But is it Iceland the country, or is it the, is that the name of
well,
the supermarket, or what?
No, they say it's an Iceland supermarket. I don't know that the country is banned. Well, let's see. It says Theresa May set a 25-year deadline to banish avoidable plastic. That's what they call it, avoidable plastic. So I suppose that's where you... you know, can kind of...
And I suspect it's avoidable for the average UKian. Is that a word?
Yeah. Yeah.
For the average person in the UK, but it's not avoidable for the elite, right, Kurt?
Well, yeah, Sam. You know, the washed, the unwashed are supposed to do things differently than the upper class, upper crust, you know?
All right. I guess a woman got a $284 billion electric bill. Did you see that one, Kurt?
Yes, I did, Sam. And you know, I guess she's gonna have to pay it kind of month to month because it was a little bit more than she what happened was once again, you know, the computer helped things out, and you know, she got a little bit higher bill than she thought she should you know, I've received, but they told her not to worry.
Now, I bet you that woman that got that bill was slurring her words. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good point.
She's probably going, you know, right? I bet she was doing that stuff.
They said that she was concerned because she thought, well, it was around Christmas time, and we did have those Christmas lights out. But Amy B. Wang writes this piece, and the headline reads,
"Yeah, so she's promoting porn. Should probably get a subsidy for her power bill. But if it's Christmas lights, now nail her to the wall."
It says, "Woman gets $284 billion electric bill. Wonders whether it's her Christmas lights." And this author says, "Let's see, what can you buy with $284 billion? You could own all of Netflix or purchase 747 Boeing 747s with change to spare," she says, "or erase the national debt of Venezuela, Nigeria, Peru, and Iceland combined. Or if you're Mary Horomansky, you could pay for 1 month's worth of electricity." Yeah, she's a lady from Erie, Pennsylvania. And she was shocked, you know, get that electric shock.
Yeah, it sounds eerie, too, recently, this whole thing, this idea that, wow.
When she received what they say is an erroneous electric bill, it displayed an account balance of it was $284 billion and $460 million. They say the first payment was due of $28,176. She said, "I opened it up and there it was.
Nothing like the payment plan, Kurt."
I guess the lady's 58. She began counting the commas, hundreds, thousands, millions, billions. Can most people even count that high? Then taking her glasses off and putting them on again, she said, "It wasn't due until November of 2018, she said. It was like, well, I guess we have a year to come up with this billion-dollar bill. Her husband and one of her sons were home with her when she checked her bill online, and they began asking whether she was okay. I'm looking around the room, and they're looking at me now because I've got this funny look on my face." She recalled this. "When you see something like that, your heart starts beating. You break out into a little sweat, like, what on earth?
You start slurring your speech and such."
Yeah. Anyway, the bottom line is not to worry, because they say the correct amount was $284.46. It was still a little high, but, it didn't threaten her to send her into cardiac arrest like the other one did.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Always on tap at LibertyRoundtable.com and LibertyNewsRadio.com. We do need your financial support, though, to grow our presence in the media. We want to continue taking center stage and stopping the mainstream press gatekeepers from their manipulations. And, well, they're on a conspiracy theory now that Donald's in bad health. They don't have any evidence. They're just kind of going berserk. To attack Donald in every way. It's almost like they're attacking his health like they did the election. They just can't deal with the results. All right, there you have it. Donate today, LibertyRoundtable.com. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. We need your help and declare this nation shall endure.